Although I lived in Primero de Mayo, I had chosen to run the workshops in La Chinita because that was where many displaced children were living. But Apartado was a deeply divided town. Different barrios were often associated with support for particular armed groups. People were sometimes suspicious of those who came from other barrios. It didn't make sense to some that we would do this work just to help children, any children. After about a year of working in La Chinita, I began to receive threats. People told me, "We hear it is getting risky for you over here." I got anonymous phone calls telling me that I wasn't welcome in La Chinita anymore, or that I should look out for my health. When I left my house, I felt as if I were being followed, although I never had any proof. I didn't know if the risk was real or not. Maybe it was just talk, but I became so frightened I couldn't sleep at night or concentrate on my studies. Everything seemed suspicious. I spoke with the coordinator of the Return to Happiness program, and it was decided that I should stop working in La Chinita. I concentrated instead on trying to improve conditions for children in my own barrio. I developed a proposal and raised the funds